Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's January 23rd, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filio. I don't know what day it is, and I'm still sick. And I'm here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron.
At least you can still read, so you kind of know which day it is.
Well, and this time, because the first time I read the doc, I said it was the 22nd, because, you know, I'm an idiot.
So, wrong day, and not being able to read. Yeah, you're doing great.
Yeah. So, it's the 23rd. By the time this releases, it'll be the 23rd.
Yes.
So I just want to take this opportunity to wish a happy birthday to my son, who's going to be one, and my daughter, who's going to be four. They won't ever listen to this, and by the time they care enough to listen about it, I'll probably be dead. But, you know, it's the thought that counts. So...
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to them. So, yeah. Now that I've stalled this, let's get started. It is a short list this week, Antoine.
Yes.
I think no one wanted to compete with one of the Kickstarters that's currently running. I think that's really the problem.
That's possible. Or there was a lot of accessories, like not big release, but like ads or parts and stuff like that, which we don't cover if there's not a big enough release of them. So,
yeah, it has to be some pretty good head for me to cover it.
Yep. And we just continue from there.
Exactly.
Don't mention anything more.
Yeah. We'll just... That was smooth. That was like, no one saw that coming. It's all good. All right. So let's start with our new releases. See, I told you we could fill it up with enough banter. We didn't have to make it find more stuff. Jeez. All right. So new releases. First up this week, we have Avatars of War, New Heroes.
Yeah. Long time no, we haven't heard from them. But there is three new kits for them, and they're combo kits.
I didn't realize Dhalsim was going to be playing Avatars of War. Tell me he doesn't look like Dhalsim. Come on.
Now that you mention it, yeah, kind of. So for Dhalsim people who were wondering, Dhalsim is the new barbarian shaman / witch doctor kit. Or, yeah that's kind of true.
Right? and I'm going to say the female dragon vengeance seeker. Now I'm looking at it. There's a little bit of Blanca going on there. Just saying. Look at that! Look at that hair! Look at that hair!
Yeah.
And I got nothing for the highborn elf priestess. All very cool kits, though. I think they're really dynamic. I like the pose. The problem with the female dragon vengeance seeker.
Wow, it's shooting dragon or dragon seeker or vengeance seeker.
The slayer.
Yeah. Right.
It's the stupid chain axes, which is not an Avatar War thing. That is a canon Slayer item from Warhammer Fantasy.
Yeah.
The original Slayers had the chain axes, right?
Not the originals. They were from the... there was a campaign with the Troll Slayer army list in it, and they were from that.
I should have said the previous generation of Slayer models.
Yeah.
And it's just a terrible idea, and there's no way to model that effectively in plastics to make it look good. They always end up looking like weird, like, whippy sticks or something.
Yeah.
You know, if you take that model and you cut the axe heads off and you model those things to be those two, you know, those red plastic sticks that came with the GW army boxes.
Yeah, the whippy sticks.
That's it could be the same thing. Like, it's the way it is.
Yeah. Or just put real handles under those axe head.
I mean, yeah, the axe heads look cool. And I don't blame Avatars of War on this. I think it's just they're trying to follow the artistic style that is set before them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just looks kind of odd. I like the Highborn Elf Princess.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
/ Battle one. Standard Bearer. The pose makes me think very much of
Stormbringer. There was also a Wood Elf with the almost exact pose from the Game Workshop line. The BSB limited edition from the Army Box when it was first released.
I have that one.
Yeah. It does look like that.
It does. It's true. But the hair and everything, it makes me think, GW probably copied it from Stormbringer as well, so I won't. let's be honest. It's a cool looking model. It really is. And I really like that Witch Doctor. You know, Yoga Fire or not, it's still very cool. All right. And what are these things? Oh, they're 13. 13 euros.
13 to 14 euros, depending on which one.
Worth it.
Yes.
much better than paying, you know, $40 Canadian for a plastic model for a single blister.
Now, speaking of the female Dragon Seeker, Vengeance Seeker, one of the two, I think the Vengeance Seeker does come with the regular axe and not the chain axe.
Yes, yes, that.
Or a double-ended axe, too.
They come with a two-handed axe, it looks like. No, there's three different options.
Yeah.
There's chain axes, there's hand axes, or there's the two-handed axe. Okay, I like everything about this model so much better with the other weapons.
Yeah, me too.
The pose makes more sense. Like the body, the way it's leaning forward and stuff, makes a lot more sense with the other weapons than it does with the chain axes.
Yep.
This model just went up in my esteem.
And it's the cheapest of the three.
Because so. I'm sure Avatars of War really cares what I think.
For sure.
I'm just saying. If they did, there you go. All right. You know, for sick and exhausted, I do pretty good. All right. Skullforge Scenix is next. 32mm industrial bases.
So that's a simple 10 kit bases for an industrial style. What I like about those, they're really sharp. They're not over the top. And some of them are multi-parts. So you get, is it grates? The term for what's on it?
Yeah. So I think it's best to describe a little bit. So you have like piping running in channels in the base.
Yeah.
So it looks like there's like piping running through the floor. Mm-hmm. And there's like grating you can put over the piping.
Grating. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of those grating parts are removable, so you can have it like a full grating pad, or have it as if a section of it was put away to plane the pipes under it.
Yep.
So, pretty cool. And the handles on the pipes, the round handle, some
the of valves. Yep.
The valves, yeah, are extra parts, so it adds some 3D to the base.
Very, very cool.
Yeah. There's four regular bays repeated twice, and one is what they call stepped. So there's some height to one of the section of the base.
Yeah. It's quite a nice set. I would say, you know, for a small company, these are easily on par with people who do resin full-time, I would say, for bases.
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
I would compare these favorably to... Secret Weapon or Dragon Forge, like.
Yep.
I think the quality is right there with it. And we're looking at $16.75 Canadian. Was that $13 US? Was that what it was?
Yes. I don't know if you've looked at the resin shots and not just the painted shots.
I'm looking at the resin pieces.
Yeah. One of the things I like about what Mr. Hawkins does is like, if you remember with the combat gauge, the text was sculpted so you could just fill it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for those, the hazard stripes are marked.
Yeah.
So you don't have to mask to get stuff of equal width.
Yep. No, they're really, really nice. I mean, shipping is going to burn you a bit to Canada, so buy a few sets and then it makes more sense.
Yes.
Because it, you know, $12.25 shipping for something that's $16 for 10 bases, it's tough. But if you're going to do an army and you're going to get, like, I don't know, four sets or something, five sets.
And that we'll makes probably it very reasonable. See some bigger scale, a bigger size of them released in the next weeks/months.
I would assume he would expand the range. Yeah.
Yeah. To fill other type of, being 32, other type of 40K related bases.
Yeah, exactly. All right. What is next? Things from the basement. Sleepy Hollow Terrain.
Yeah. I said Sleepy Hollow. This their real label they use is inspired by Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
And it's old U.S.
New England
type buildings.
Yeah.
Like you would 1800? See in the Sleepy Hollow movie that was released, like you said, 1800s. It would fit perfectly, I think, for Dracula's America.
Yeah,
if you play in the East, or for Malifaux, or...
Exactly, I was thinking Malifaux.
A bunch of games, yeah. And they're big for the price. Most of those are really big.
Yeah, I love the manor house is really nice. The inn is really nice.
And the manor house is what, 4-story?
Yeah, it's huge.
The tower is 4-story high.
Yeah, and they're sectional. That's the word I was looking for. Sorry. And they're detailed on the inside.
Oh, like we didn't mention that it's a MDF terrain. Pre-cut terrain. There's 7 different items, like you said, the giant manor, the Van Allen house, which is a bigger one. There's a school. There's a smaller house.
There's a covered bridge, of course. Yeah,
a covered bridge. So, really thematic terrain with a look that we don't often see. So,
and I mean the manor house is the largest piece. It's 7,850 US.
For and that size, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's nearly 12 inches by 8 inches by 11 inches high. It's quite big. And there's a lot of detail, a lot of cutting involved in making that, so that seems very reasonably priced. All right. So that takes us into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. First up, Awaken Realms, Nemesis board game.
Or we could have said Alien, the movie board game. Or Prairie Aliens.
Isn't Prodigus Game already have an Aliens game?
Yeah, that's why it's called Nemesis.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a sci-fi horror game, semi-cooperative, so you get heroes trying to fight kind of...
Aliens?
Mixed of... how are the aliens called in Alien? I have drawing a blank on the name of the spicy. Biomorph or something?
Biomorph?
Xenomorph?
Sure, I don't remember.
I don't remember either. The mix between that and Tyranids from Game Workshop.
Or Zerg,
yeah. So, big board game, tons of minis, well sculpted, so...
Yeah, it looks cool. Look at the heroes. I love the scientist hero that's in the armored wheelchair thing. Looks really cool.
Yeah. Nice touch. A lot of plastic, lots of cardboard, lots of cards. So.
Yeah. What do we got for price point here?
And they're doing well.
Yeah. So base price is £70 for the core game.
Yeah.
Then.
At £100, you have the Capstan Collection, which is the same thing, but also includes an art book and what they call the terrain expansion. So, more stuff.
Yeah, pretty cool. All right, so they were looking... Yeah, it's doing okay. So, their target was originally £50,000. They're currently at £1.5 million, so I think they'll be fine. Even with those last day cancellations, they'll probably be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. So this Kickstarter will fund, I'm going to go out on a limb here,
on my birthday. February 7th.
It's right. Happy birthday, Antoine. Do you want the game? I can buy it for you for your birthday.
No, thank you.
It's going to fund on Antoine's birthday, whenever that is. February 7th, 2018. So everyone, remember to wish him a happy birthday. Next up.
Another small project.
Yeah. Simon. Hate.
It's a short title.
Yeah.
So, hate. It's
well, it's appropriate. A lot of people hate Simon, so I guess. I broke Antoine. Please hold.
No, that's fine. I'm back. So, it's another miniature board game. So, not the pure miniature game. It's based on the Chronicles of Eight, a graphic novel by Adrian Smith, which is a renowned artist. He worked in part for Game Workshop. So
it explains all the skulls.
Yeah. It looks kind of bit like Marvelers of Chaos, the board game.
Yeah. Yeah. That's.
So you play tribes vying for. Pride, blood, skulls, stuff like that.
Favor.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, looks like a bunch of Chaos Marauder tribes. Wow, you called that. I hadn't actually looked at this. I'd heard of it, and I'd seen the numbers, but I hadn't actually looked at the miniatures.
Mm-hmm. Each tribe has a different look and feel, so and they probably have a different way to place or the differentiations.
The miniatures are gorgeous.
Yeah.
If you like that chaos-y look. They are very distinct from each tribe, so I think they've done an excellent job.
Yes. There's even some mercenaries.
Yeah, and they show some pictures. They've got a resin master next to a plastic board game piece.
Mm-hmm.
The detail's phenomenal.
Yeah, not much is left in the plastic.
Simon's done so much plastic at this point.
Yeah.
Like, they... When you're doing a multi-million dollar Kickstarter every 6 months, I guess you get some practice in.
However, there is something new about that Kickstarter. So it's a first for Simon, but this game will not go to retail at all. The theme is really dark. It's 18 plus. So they have decided to stay with the theme, keep at it, and keep it pure. Don't cut the corner to be able to go to mom and pop shops. So the game will be available only on the Kickstarter and on their exclusive retail channel. They have an exclusive partner where you'll be able to get it from, but it won't go to general release.
Yeah, I'm just going to say something here. Usually, their Kickstarters, while they go to general release, no one buys them because everyone buys them during the Kickstarter anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
So you end up with distributors' warehouses full of stuff. And I think distribution's at the point now, and this is just conjecture on my part, and I'm sorry if I offend anyone at CMON, but I'm going to guess that distribution partners don't want to buy anything anymore because they keep getting burned. So it's just easier to spin it as saying, we're going to go 18 plus, and it's direct product only. And
but it fits with the team, too.
Yeah, for sure. But it's also a convenient story, I think.
Maybe.
Now, it doesn't take anything away from the game. Like I said, the everything CMON, the component quality is excellent. The miniatures look gorgeous. This is totally going to fund. Originally they were looking for 200,000 US. They're at 688,000 with 15 days left to go. This is going to happen. Let's be honest. Not quite your birthday. So this will end on Wednesday, February 7th.
My birthday?
Oh, this is also... I thought your birthday was the... The Nemesis also the 7th? Oh, it was. Yes, I'm just retarded. Okay, I thought it was the 8th for some reason. Well, your birthday is going to be filled with hate and Nemesis. Okay.
Yeah, it's a... Wow.
That's hateful Nemesis.
Sword right.
Yeah. Well, now that we've talked about two Kickstarters that are for sure fund... Let's go to what's next on the list, which is DreamPod 9 Heavy Gear Blitz, Utopia Armed Forces Plastic Miniatures.
Yeah, so this is a smaller project than the last one they tried to run, which they canceled. This is only to fund one faction for the game, the Utopia Armed Force. So it's to pay for the cost for the molds for that specific faction.
Hmm.
So they have a really different design than their regular mix.
Yeah, it's very, very different. Very kind of bubbly and weird looking.
Mm-hmm.
A little less anime inspired, a little more like 50s sci-fi, like North American 50s sci-fi inspired.
Yeah.
All we need is the giant claw hands on the robots. Like for the, that would be perfect. So let's see. It's pretty reasonable. So you get a starter army for $70 if they fund, which I think for the amount of plastic it's in there is quite reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen their plastics. Have you seen their plastics, Antoine?
Not yet.
Because I think right now it's just the North and South armies that are available in plastic.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. We should probably...
We said that last time we talked about the project.
Yeah, I really need to try to get a hold of some of those, and I really need to try the current rule set.
We have minis for it, so we should.
Yeah, so it's... from what I've heard, the new edition of the rules are quite streamlined. I played an early version of them, so... And the game, even with the older rules, which were far from streamlined, in fact, I'd call them clunky, the game was still a lot of fun.
Yes.
And it had a lot of cool realistic elements or semi-realistic elements, the ECM, the ECCM, and the, you know, it was very a very tactical game.
Yeah, alternate activation, but you could interrupt and
yeah,
it was cool.
Exactly, it was very cool, and I like the command point resources. There was a lot of interesting stuff. Anyway, so let's look at the numbers here. So, I think this is a short Kickstarter, probably 15 days or something.
Yep.
So they're looking for 30,000 Canadian. And they're currently at 13,700 Canadian with 11 days left to go. So there's still plenty of time to hit their target. And if they hit that target, they will be fully funded on not Antoine's birthday, Saturday, February 3rd, 2018. That one I got right. Okay. Next up. Medfan Games. Astraeus. I'm going to go with that. Astraeus.
That's good. So this is a new medieval fantasy skirmish game. Don't be surprised, the subtitle on the Kickstarter page is in French. The company that's producing it is a French company. However, further down the page, everything is explained in both French and English. You just have to... Each block is French first, then English, French first, then English, and it alternates that way. Is it mini games, which you could... not see if you just quickly glance at the page, because their greens are shown really, really down. Far down the page. But they are looking great.
You know, this looking at these models, taking a close look at them, you can tell it's a French company. The models scream confrontation.
Yeah.
Like, the style is very, very kind of Rackham, traditional French miniature. That's not a bad thing, by the way. I don't mean that in a derogatory way. Eric, don't hurt me. Well, I think they look pretty cool.
They even have Almost Goblins, their kobold faction.
Yeah, which you should love.
Yes.
Because as we all know...
They only have arts for those and no sculpts.
Yeah. Because as we know, Rackham Goblins were some of the best goblins ever made.
Yes!
Yeah, so... See, even I know that, and... All I did was buy a bunch of those miniatures and never played the game.
Yeah, sadly, I played. Sorry, Eric.
I tried to play the reboot where Black... Was it Black Ball? Is that the name of the company? Was doing the rules?
Maybe.
Anyway, when Simon tried to do a reset of the game and redevelop the rules, we tried playing it and it was... It just does not feel like a modern miniature game, and it was tough, because the people who were playtesting were all old-school confrontation players, and they wanted old-school confrontation with the mathematical equation and everything in it, and I approached it kind of like from a new miniature gamer type point of view, where I looked at it and went, wow, this is really clunky. You know, it's got some neat concepts, but like everything was very chunky, and I think that just broke the playtest in the end. There was too many different points of view. Anyway, this is not about this. I'm tangenting. I'm sure this game will not suffer from that problem. So, yeah, very, very cool stuff. I kind of like the... They look like demons, but it says elves. So, they're kind of funky looking. I like them. All right, so what do we got here for numbers? So, pledge levels, a starter is 40 euros. That seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
That seems for their starter price. All right, so they are looking for 15,000 euros, and they're currently at 10,133 euros with 25 days left to go. So it's a good chance this will hit its goal if momentum continues. And assuming it hits its goal, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on Saturday, February 17th, 2018, 10 days after Antoine's birthday.
All right. I was wondering if you were going to reference it again or not.
Oh, yeah, baby. Okay. Next up, Punga Miniatures. Savage Orc Team for Fantasy Football, not Blood Bowl.
Yeah, well, kind of Blood Bowl. It's simple. It's a Savage Orc Team, but the miniatures are fantastic. And
yes.
What drew me to that, even before I saw the Kickstarter project, because I was following... a sculpting group, was what their big guy.
Yeah.
Usually orcs are accompanied by a troll, In their case, they're accompanied by a whale troll.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fantastic.
It looks really cool. Oh, the Magmatron guys look really cool too. I didn't see those before.
Yeah, they have an alternate variant. So you have an alternate big guy and leader, and different heads for some of the players. With mask and tiki heads and a goblin shaman or something like that.
Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah. Both tribes look amazing.
It's one for you and one for Yom. Okay. 2-for-1 special. When's Yom's birthday? It's April. In April or something, isn't it? Yeah. See, Yom, I kind of knew when your birthday was. That's more than we can say for Antoine. All right, so let's look at this. So what's the pledge level here? So $69 for a team.
Yeah,
for the full team. 69 euros, sorry, not dollars. But there's a 35 euro pledge, which is kind of funny, which is the three big guys. So the whale troll, the totem troll, and the star player Mo. So if you just like the big, giant, silly-looking models, you can totally just get that, which is awesome.
There's also a combined pledge at 119 euros for both teams. So you save about 20 euros.
Yeah. Well, this is really nice. They have a painter level pledge, which is $15 or 15 euros. If you want to say dollars. And you pick any of the big figures. You pick one. That's cool.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing I would do to pick just a whale.
Yeah, exactly. I should buy one and send it to Jim to see what he does with it. I'm sure it'd be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Because he loves the weird wacky stuff, right?
It does.
All right. So this looks like it's having. I read the numbers backwards. Yay, funded. So they were looking for 2,500 euros, and they're currently at nearly 12,000 euros. So this is fully funded with 23 days left to go. So you too can get your whale troll. So this Kickstarter will be fully funded on Thursday, February 15th. 2018. 8 days after Antoine's birthday. Sorry, Antoine and I were looking at each other on the webcam and he's waiting for it. Anyway. All right. Last but not least this week, we have Uskarl miniatures. I'm probably mangling that. Space Dwarves, 28mm sci-fi miniatures.
And this is a small project where you get Space Dwarves. That's it.
And they look, they are, my God. They look, are so squats.
Yes, squats. Squatty.
They look squatty. Yes, they look like a resculpt of a miniature from the 80s. Yes. Yeah. They are cool. I'm not dissing the squattiness of the squats. But yeah, they are totally squats. Multi-part metal miniatures.
Yep.
Looks nice.
Different weapons, all type of stuff to equip
them. I'm sure they're funded, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, so how much do squats cost? 40 euros. 40 euros for, 10 what is that, 11?
10 dwarves for 40.
Oh, and a bit set. Yeah, so it's 10 dwarves and a bit set. That's a good deal. You too could have 10 squats for 40 euros. All right, so let's look at the numbers. So they were looking for 1,000 euros, and they're currently at 5,123 euros. So they are fully funded with 19 days left to go. So this Kickstarter will be fully funded on Sunday, February 11th. That's 4 days after Antoine's birthday. 2018. And that is the news this week. Just a reminder, Antoine's birthday is February 7th.
Yeah.
And, yeah. He'll be... Well, judging by the way he looks, he'll be 46. But in reality, I think he'll be 37, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah, no, you're off by a year.
Which way?
38.
Okay, that was close. That was close. I just want to point out, I don't even know my mother's age. So the fact I got you within a year is pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
I have two kids born on the same birthday. I get it wrong regularly. Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I had to ask my wife what year we were married the other day. It was kind of embarrassing. And then I had to ask her when her kid's birthday was. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing I can read dice when playing miniature games. That's all I'm saying. All right. So this was fun, Antoine. Let's do this again. I don't see 32 minutes.
Yeah.
And you were worried it was going to be short.
Yeah. The less item we have, the longer those are.
I, the more I ramble, it's excellent. It's my hidden talent.
Yeah. All right. Talent. So,
exactly. Air quotes. Anyway, I'll see you next week, Antoine.
Yeah. See you next week. And see our listeners from the Northeast. If you go to CaptainCon in a couple of weeks, we'll be there. So that's hit true. Us up on Facebook or Twitter if you want, and we can plan something.
Yeah, right, you now, can crush me at War Machine and Guild Ball.
Yeah, Paul will bring that. I'll bring some Pulp City and some Aranorex too. So if people want to play those. And Yom will be with us too. So
yeah, but no if one you wants want to
be crushed by a Signar, you can do that.
I mean, Mrs. Yom doesn't want to play with Yom. Okay, that was low. I might edit that out.
Yeah,
we'll have should. To see. All right. Bye, Antoine.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to unitedgeeksnetwork.com, where you will find Almost Podcast, a fan-driven companion podcast for the Almost Human television show. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.